This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Former Enron chief Kenneth Lay appears before the Senate Commerce Committee this morning. He was subpoenaed to appear and is expected to invoke the Fifth Amendment and not answer any questions. Five other Enron executives also have refused to testify. Lay and other senior Enron executives heard concerns about questionable accounting practices from several employees well before the company's collapse. Some of those people are being hailed as heroes, but their actions also are under scrutiny. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Senators had hoped to use Lay's appearance today to find out exactly what he knew about Enron's off-the-books partnerships. Lawmakers know Lay was warned about potential disaster from the deals because a company vice president, Sharon Watkins, spelled out that possibility in a letter to him last August. They then held a face-to-face meeting. To attorney Eli Gottesdiener, Watkins is a heroine.
She handled this perfectly.
Gottesdiener represents employees suing Lay and many others to recover lost pension funds. Like Congress, he may not get the chance to depose the former Enron boss. Gottesdiener says Watkins' memo is helpful to his case.
She was very carefully, very insightfully laying out a roadmap, actually with several different forks in the road, for how to handle the accounting irregularities that she had uncovered. And what did Mr. Lay do with that? You know, in essence, metaphorically, he shredded all that.
Many business ethicists agree Watkins did much more than most people by taking her concerns to the top of her company. But some say she could have or should have done more. Professor Mike Hoffman directs the Center for Business Ethics at Bentley College.
When Sharon Watkins finally decided to write a letter to Lay, she should have recognized, it seems to me, that that might very well have done no good at all, because Lay was quite wrapped up in this whole mess. So she needed to make a decision as to whether she should go outside the company to prevent this from happening, to turn this thing around.
Hoffman acknowledges that can be risky. Indeed, Andrew Fastow, the Enron executive closest to the partnerships, confiscated Watkins' computer and wanted her fired for speaking to Lay. Watkins did take an internal transfer. Two other prominent Enron employees tried a less direct approach than Watkins. Lawyer Jordan Mintz tried to get Enron executives to follow internal protocols for approving an off-the-books partnership, but he admitted to lawmakers last week that he gave up after repeated attempts were discouraged by his superiors. Current Enron president and former CFO Jeff McMahon told lawmakers he stopped complaining about untenable conflicts of interest when he was transferred from a job that had put him in the middle of those conflicts. Last Thursday, Representative Edward Markey asked McMahon what he's done more recently to investigate problems described in Sharon Watkins' August memo.
What problems was she alluding to?
I do not know.
You've been the chief financial officer since October. There's a memo there saying there's big financial problems there, and you haven't looked at it yet?
The special committee was charged with that responsibility.
Beginning in October?
Yes.
So you have never looked at it. The board was not given authority. As the chief financial officer, did you look at it in your fiduciary responsibility?
I have not looked at that at this point in time.
Markey said McMahon's testimony shows there is still much hidden about Enron. Other lawmakers praised McMahon's and Mintz's efforts to raise concerns internally about some Enron practices. Former congressional investigator Chris Kolesnik now heads the National Whistleblower Center. He says questions about the motivations of a person like Jeff McMahon can fade if investigators can get the information they want.
Without even getting immunity, if he starts to talk and cooperate with the committees, and tell everything that he knows about what was going on and who knew it, the guy could be a star. He was at that kind of a level where he could know a heck of a lot.
Potentially a lot about people who aren't saying what they knew and when they knew it. People such as former CEO Ken Lay. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.